Even when you said you live in a dream, we could keep it for our sleep, and you gon' live it all your dreams. Got them cheap, 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 cheap. Come by ZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZZ
Hey, happy new year, family. It is your girl AP from AP Empowers. Thank you for tuning in for another episode. I am super excited about 2023 and what 2023 is going to bring to me and mine and you and yours. So just get ready, get your seat belts ready, buckle your seat belts. I hope you got your notepads. I hope you want to take some notes today. Hey, 2022 was good. But I guarantee you 2023 has so much more in store, but you are going to have to be prepared to go get it. 2023 has such potential to be great, but it all depends on you. And guys, oh my goodness, ladies, guys, whoever's listening to this podcast, it is going to be contingent upon your actions, what you're willing to do, what you're willing to sacrifice, what you're willing to fight for, what you're willing to claw, what you're willing to grab and go get to claim as your own. I am excited about this podcast. This is my first podcast of the year. So we're going to call it a new series of podcasts, but I'm just excited to be here. Thank you for tuning in. If this podcast blesses you, I want you to share it with someone else. But in the meantime, in between time, y'all know I got to take care of some housekeeping. When women lead, guys, I am looking for ladies to be a part of this podcast. So in February, I am going to have special guests here on AP Empowers, just talking about their businesses, their bossness in their own right, what they're doing in the community, what they're doing in their businesses, and how they're trying to go out and get their own bag. So, you know, stay tuned for that. The podcast is definitely going to get better. I'm looking at doing possibly some YouTube stuff. I've gotten some equipment for the holidays, for Christmas, if you know what I mean. And I'm looking to just, you know, get bigger and better with you guys. Thank you guys for staying with me. Those that have been with me for the last few years and that have stayed locked in. Thank you to those who always comment. Thank you to those who always share this podcast. And thank you to those who always continue to encourage and uplift me, because that's what I do. And so obviously, guys, I need some encouragement sometimes too. But also, this podcast is being brought to you by CWP Sports Consulting. We are currently accepting new clients over at CWP Sports Consulting. And if you didn't know, what we do at CWP Sports Consulting is that we reach out to the parents of student athletes, not just football, not just basketball. We cover all sports. We look at positioning. We look at your grades. We look at your testing. We look at, you know, putting you in the best position to be recruited. If you want more information about CWP Sports Consulting, if you'd like a consultation, email us at Troy Senior. That's TROYSR at coachwithpride.com. And we'll be glad to assist you. We'll be glad to sit down with you and see if you're a good fit for us, as well as if we are a good fit for you. But we are in this business to help parents and student athletes get to that next level. We've produced several athletes already thus far, and you could be next. So reach out to us and we'll be glad to help you there. When women lead, guys, we are looking forward to getting geared back up in 2023 with our networking socials. So stay tuned. I'm going to be announcing a date very, very soon. And we're going to get together, ladies, my tribe, my village, my group of ladies that just get together and we encourage each other and we do entrepreneurship type things. So look forward to that as well. Guys, I don't know if you guys caught in 2022, but my family introduced a new brand. It is the Pride brand. That is my last name. That is the P in AP. It stands for Pride. And the brand is really about personal responsibility and daily excellence. So if you are exhibiting some daily excellence and you want to show your personal responsibility and your daily excellence by sporting some Pride gear, it's really considered like athleisure wear. We've got hoodies, we've got athletic apparel, we've got just some regular cotton tees. And so if you would like some of those things, you can go to pridefamilymerch.com. We shorten the merchandise to just merch, M-E-R-C-H. So pridefamilymerch.com. And you can, you know, rock some of our tees and support the family brand. We're super excited about that, guys, because we are Team Pride. We have been established since 2003, and we have been doing some big things. I don't know if you guys know, but there are more prides out there doing some great things than I myself. So we're excited about our brand. So if you want to support that brand, please go out and cop your merch immediately. Okay. And so I'm excited about that as well, along with some other things that I've got going on, but I'll share those things with you guys a little bit later. I have been super busy. I'm looking to be even busier in 2023, but that does not mean that I'm not going to be coming to you guys more consistently, at least my one time a month. But if there's something super exciting happen, I am not opposed to coming to you guys multiple times in a month. But just stay tuned. If you are, though, a female business owner, if you are an entrepreneur, if you would like to be on my podcast, if you're a politician, if you'd like to be on my podcast and tell everyone, tell the world, I have tons of listeners. My demographic is anywhere from 25 to 65 as far as those that listen to my podcast on a regular basis. I really cover the southeastern region, but I'm also heard a lot in the Midwest region as well as on the West Coast. So, you know, in some sprinkles. But I love to be all over. I love to be nationwide. And you guys can help me do that by sharing this podcast. So, pride in the fact that women in particular gravitate to me from the standpoint of being a boss. So today, again, it's no different. I want to talk to you guys about what a boss is. I want to talk to you guys about being a boss. I want to encourage you to be a boss. Like, if you are skeptical about it, if you feel like, you know, maybe that's not a good fit for you, I don't know, maybe this podcast isn't for you, but if you've considered it, if you want to be more of a boss, and being a boss doesn't necessarily mean being bossy per se, but I want to break it down for you guys today. So let's get right into it. So a boss, let's define it. The noun, when you look up the term boss, the noun is described as a person who is in charge of a worker, a group, or an organization. And so when I talk to entrepreneurs, I always consider entrepreneurs that I'm engaged with as a boss, as their own boss, as the boss of other people, as the boss of what they're doing. And so, like I said, I don't really understand, like, when people don't really get it. I don't understand when people are so more in tune with people pleasing and asking other people what they think. Bosses think for themselves. Bosses do, right? Bosses get out here and they make things happen that need to happen. And so from that respect, I just feel like, you know, if you're a boss, it should show. Right? If you're a boss, then you don't have a problem acting. You don't have a problem doing. And so that's where I want to come. That's the standpoint that I'm coming from today. But then when you look at the verb of the word boss, a boss gives someone else orders in a domineering manner. And some people are afraid of that word domineering. I am not afraid of that word domineering. I actually like the word. I'm very attracted to the word. And I want you to really kind of see where you feel, how you feel about it. Because each individual is different, right? So like I said, I've always felt like I was a boss. So domineering doesn't intimidate me, even if that means that I'm speaking to someone else in a domineering manner. A lot of times that's what it takes to be a boss. And so, you know, some people might try to change that word and say confident or whatever, but I like the term domineering, and I'm going to break that word down in a second. But let me just speak to you about, you know, giving someone orders in a domineering manner. When you are domineering, that means you're taking charge. That means that you know exactly what you want. That means you're being clear as far as your orders. And that means that that person that you're giving those orders to need it in that respect, right? You don't want to be timid. You don't want to, you know, give somebody orders, but you're not really even sure. And so that's why I really like the term domineering in that respect, when you talk about the verb of being a boss. And so, you know, like I said, some people might think this podcast is a little bit weird, but I definitely, so just from my experience, from the different clients that I've worked with, I do know that people are attracted to boss characteristics. People are attracted to confidence. People are attracted to people that can dominate in whatever sense, whether it's dominate a room, whether it's dominate a conversation, whether it's dominate even a person. People are really attracted to that. They are very intrigued by it. They're very interested in it. And in most cases, not everybody can operate from that standpoint. And so today, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you being the boss that you need to be to get to where you're going, to get the people that are looking at you, that are following you, that respect you, to where they're going, even if that means giving out orders in a domineering manner, right? Manner. Giving out orders in a domineering manner. So that breaks down the term boss. So hopefully you, from that perspective, you can kind of see where I'm going today as far as encouraging you that 2023 for you, this is what my podcast is coming from. I can't speak for anybody else, but my podcast, AP Empowers, I empower people to do things, right? So that says enough in itself. But this year, I'm going to be strictly focusing on getting you to become the boss that you need to be in your own right, to get the things that you need to get done in 2023, to dominate in 2023, to go out and not be passive and not be walked on and not allow someone else to tell you what's in your head and what your vision is for your business, for your family, for your life, for whatever, right? So it is definitely about 2023 being the year of the boss. Y'all heard it here first. AP Empowers is telling you 2023 is the year of the boss. If you are a boss, you are going to love this podcast, okay? Because 2023, that's what it's going to be all about. Everybody that's going to be on the show, I'm going to get their perspective on what type of boss they are and what they think about being a boss and this, that, and the other. So y'all make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you share this podcast again if it's blessing you. If you know somebody who needs to hear these words that I'm trying to push into you, that I'm trying to empower you with, please share it. Please share it with them so that they can know. Now, let me go a little bit deeper. So, you know, again, I said the verb definition of boss is someone that gives someone else orders in a domineering manner. So what does domineering mean? What does that mean for you to give orders in a domineering manner? So domineering means to assert one's will over another in an arrogant way. I know somebody's going to comment and say arrogant. I don't like that word arrogant. You know, it's okay to be confident, but it's not okay to be arrogant. I disagree with you on that. And that's okay. We can agree to disagree. If you don't like the word, this podcast may not be for you, but I challenge you to listen to future podcasts. Cause again, we going somewhere with this, right? We talking about being a boss. We talking about 2023 being the year of the boss from the AP Empower standpoint. So when you talk about asserting your will over another in an arrogant way, I don't believe that you can insert your will over another person if you're not arrogant.
I don't believe that you can passively assert your will. Now, somebody might debate that with me or whatever, but they ain't on here today. So guess what? We moving on. I do think that you need a form of arrogance, and I'm going to break that word down as well. But I think that when you come from a standpoint of arrogance, I do believe that you're exuding confidence. I do believe that you believe in yourself. I do believe that you are getting what you need. I do believe that you believe in yourself. You're getting what you need from the standpoint of being able to insert your will. You can't insert your will when you don't believe yourself. You know, how does that work? Somebody help me out with that. How does that work if you don't believe yourself, but now you're trying to insert your will over somebody, but you don't even believe it yourself? Come on now. No, that's not going to work. So arrogance means having or revealing an exaggerated sense of one's own importance and or abilities. So when you believe in your own, and it says exaggerate, I don't know if it has to be exaggerated or not, but whatever you got to do to pump yourself up. When somebody talks about people that are arrogant, right? So, you know, we've got the media now, we've got all kinds of blogs and this, that, and the other, and you have people talking about those that they may perceive as being arrogant. But usually those people that they're talking about as being arrogant are ruling or running or dominating whatever they're involved in, whether it's politics, whether it's sports, whether it's business. People don't typically say somebody's arrogant when they're losing. Okay, they don't say that they're arrogant when they're not dominating a situation. So I do like the word arrogance there. And again, some people are going to debate me on this, and I embrace it. I look forward to having some dialogue with you guys who may or may not or may disagree with me on from the standpoint of the terms that I'm choosing to use. But when I say that 2023 is the year of the boss, I need you to own that. I need you to take ownership. I need you to have an exaggerated sense of your own importance, because bosses have to feel as though they're important. If bosses don't feel like they're important, guess what? They get walked on. They get talked about. They start crying because of what other people think or what other people say. And that is not what we're trying to exude in 2023. Did I say Happy New Year to you guys? Because yes, we're in January and it is a brand new year. 2023 is here. 2023 is not waiting on you. 2023 is not necessarily going to sit back and wait for you to get your boss on. You're going to have to go get it. You're going to have confidence. You're going to have to be domineering. You're going to have a sense of arrogance, and you're going to have to take charge, and you're going to have to be able to give orders, and you're going to have to walk in your own bossness. Okay. And that's what this podcast is about today. And like I said, I'm excited about it. I'm embracing it. I want you to embrace it. If you feel like you're a boss, let's go get it. Okay, let's go get it. Seriously, because there's nothing else. Like, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. If you're trying to go get what God has for you in 2023, you got to be a boss. You can't sit back and wait. You know, I said that in 2022. 2022 ain't going to bring you nothing. You had to go get it. If you didn't get it in 2022, 2023 is your year. It's the year of the boss. But if you ain't a boss, then you're going to have to take a back seat. You're going to be the person that's taking orders or somebody's going to be assigning you things to do. Somebody else is going to be in charge of you. But if you're a boss, you're going to be in charge of other people. You're going to be making it shake. You're going to be making things happen. You're going to have people calling you, asking you for the answers. That's what bosses do. So don't be, if you're intimidated by that, then maybe you're not a boss. I don't mean to insult you. I'm not trying to talk bad about you. All I'm saying is you got to know who you are. And if you don't know who you are, I'm glad you're listening to this podcast today, because this podcast has the potential to define whether you want to be a boss or not. That's why I'm choosing words specifically. Now, and these aren't my words. These are Google's words. These are Webster's words from the dictionary, right? But if you can't embrace these words, if you're intimidated by these words, then you just might not be a boss. And that's okay. That's okay. We ain't mad at nobody. We want everybody to operate in their gift that they feel like they need to operate in, that God gave them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right. But from my standpoint, I'm a boss. I was born a boss. I probably wasn't acting like I was a boss when I was 6, because I was a shy kid. I held on to my mama's legs. I really didn't like people and this, that, and the other. But somehow God was able to grab that boss that's in me and pull it out. And now I totally embrace it. I love it. I operate in it. I can totally take charge of any situation. I definitely take charge of my business. I take charge of groups that I'm in front of. I take charge of workers that work for me, that work underneath me. I want to make sure that everybody around me, because even my workers, they can operate in their own bossness. They don't have to be my boss. They ain't telling me what to do. But when they're out with other people, I want them to be operating from their boss standpoint. And again, even if you're not the boss, that's not a bad thing. You still can operate in your bossness, right? Wherever you are, whether you are a worker and you're aspiring to be the owner of an organization or an entrepreneur or the leader or whatever, you can get there. And that's what I'm talking about in this podcast. But you have to be willing to assert your will over other people in an arrogant way. And like I said, this is an unpopular topic. Most people don't want to hear about, you know, someone being arrogant, but that is what it takes to be a boss. You know, stop trying to please everybody. Stop asking everybody else for their opinion. God has given you something, especially if you're trying to operate in your bossness, right? He's given you something and you've got to be able to operate in that. You can't wait on someone else, right? So you have to be arrogant. You have to believe in yourself. And when I say arrogant, let's go back and define that. Having or revealing an exaggerated sense of your own importance. If you don't feel like you're important, guess what? Ain't nobody else gonna feel important. I say that all the time. If you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe in what you're doing and what you're selling and what you're saying, how do you expect somebody else to believe in it? Those things also can be defined as confidence. But like I said, I feel like for this particular podcast, arrogance is a better word. I like it. I embrace it. And as a boss, sometimes you have to do that because you got to realize too, being the boss, it's not the popular thing, right? Some people, especially my people pleasers, they want everybody to like them. They want everybody to agree with their decision. They want everybody to be happy. Well, first off, from being a boss, for as long as I've been a boss, you have to understand you're never going to please everybody. And everybody ain't going to ever be happy. So if you waste your time trying to make everybody happy, you're basically just wasting a bunch of time. So let me encourage you today. You ain't going to never please everybody, but you have to do what's best for the whole. And that is what being a boss is about, right? So if you've got 10 people, 3 people might be PO. They might quit. They might leave. They might not subscribe to what you're selling and your vision. But you don't need those people anyway, because those 3 people also have grand potential to bring down your vision, to sabotage whatever you're doing because they haven't bought in, because they're not bosses. And they just don't quite get it yet. So they feel like their job is to rock the boat, is to interrupt things. But you don't need that. You need people that are going to buy in. You need people that are going to appreciate your arrogance. You need people that are going to listen to what you're saying and believe in what you're saying. So 2023, I say it again, is the year of the boss. If you're a boss, you're going to subscribe to this podcast, whether it's on iHeartRadio, whether it's on Google, whether it's on Pandora, whether it's on Podbean. You're going to subscribe, you're going to like it, and you're going to share with other people because you're going to say, hey, that's me. She's talking to me. She's talking about me. I'm embracing it. That's where I want to be. That's where I'm going in 2023. And we winning, right? Because it's all in the mind. It's all in what you believe that you're winning in. But being a boss is not just about your mindset. You have to have the right mindset, right? You have to have a confident, arrogant mindset. You have to have a domineering mindset, but you also have to be willing to understand that there are going to be people that's looking to you for the guidance, looking to you for the word, looking to you for the push, so to speak, right? So being a boss is about action. It's not just about a bunch of talking. It's not just about what you think. It's not none of that. It's about action. It's about being able to do. Bosses do. Bosses get out here and they get it done. If you're a boss, you getting it done. So I hope that this blessed you guys today. That's really the gist of the podcast. And like I said, that is what our theme is going to be based on this year. Last year, you know, the theme, and I really didn't really drive it home, but the theme was really about abundance. It was about above and beyond. It was about going, you know, above and beyond anything that you're doing and doing it in an abundant way. It was about overflow. That, but to this theme, this year in 2023, it's the year of the boss. So if you're a boss, I need to hear from you. I need you to share this podcast. I need you to get with me. You know, if you want to be interviewed on the show, if you're a boss, if this is really attractive to you, I want to talk to you. I want to chat with you. I want to have you on my show. You know, I want people, other people to hear that this is not just like a solo type of thing. There are so many people out here. I mean, if you're not a boss, if you're a boss, you're making things happen. So people see you already, right? So I just want to give you a little spotlight to you. I want to chat with you because, again, like minds think alike, and we can get together and we can really create some great things. And so that's what I'm trying to do here on AP Empowers. I want to empower other people, even if they may not have it now. Maybe by the end of 2023, if they continue to listen to AP Empowers, they'll grab that thing and grab a hold of it. Thank y'all so much for listening. It's going to be a great year, and I hope you guys are ready. I hope you can hear my enthusiasm in my voice. I hope you're excited about what God has for you. I hope you're ready to work. I hope you're ready to roll up your sleeves. I hope you're ready to go get it, because that's what this is about. 2023, the year of the boss. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, and I want you to stay tuned to the next episode. Again, I'm going to have some guests. If you want to be a guest on the show, please reach out to me, Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A at coachwithpride.com. Guys, we got a lot of things cooking in 2023. I just pray that you can be a part of it. Y'all be blessed. Until next time, this is AP Empowers signing out.